The Strand National Historic Landmark District in Galveston is one of the nation's more intact commercial districts dating to the 19th century. But in the 1960s, the 10-square-block area stood on the brink of destruction. Businesses had fled. The once grand structures awaited the wrecking ball. But in 1976, an alarm sounded for a dramatic reawakening of old Galveston. The call came from a single book, The Galveston That Was, written by Houston architect and professor Howard Barnstone, and illustrated by the legendary photographers Henri Cartier-Bresson and Ezra Stoller. The books look at heritage lost, tugged at the hearts and at the purse strings of groups and individuals. The Galveston Historical Foundation, backed by local philanthropists, coordinated the charge to revitalize. The $120 million effort began in the 1970s. Houston developer George Mitchell, a Galveston native, and his wife Cynthia led the way restoring 17 buildings themselves. So far, some 45 of the Strand's 50 historic buildings have been returned to their 19th century Victorian charm. Intricate brick facades, tall cypress doorways, and the district's signature cast iron columns all recall the elegance of an earlier era. Where bankers and cotton brokers once amassed fortunes, restored buildings now house hotels and shops, restaurants, galleries, apartments, and entertainment venues. Notable structures include the 1858 Henley Row Building, which serves as a visitor center. The 1879 Blum Building has been transformed into the Tremont House Hotel. Revitalization of the area also led to redevelopment along the adjacent waterfront. A fixed rail trolley now links the restored commercial district to the island's ever-popular recreational beachfront. On Galveston Strand, the old has become the new.